Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's go inside the bubble from Texans training camp with Sean Pendergast.
Sean Pendergast giving us access that no other station in Houston can get. He is inside the bubble live at NRG. He joins us each and every day during training camp at 5:15. And tomorrow's a big day, Sean. Clint was about to lose it right before the segment, just thinking about tight ends and quarterbacks and running backs. I don't know what he was about to just have a football orgasm here, so we had to go to break on him. But tomorrow, a lot.
I'd have more if I didn't have to listen to show curses and stuff like that. I'd be able to have more.
There is no curse. Don't bring that into our guest. John, like a lot of people are excited tomorrow. They're going to be in pads, popping pads for the first time. To me, that is always the nobody get hurt day. Nobody get hurt day. Everybody get out there. Let's get out there. And everybody get out there and come off the field healthy. That's how it is. See, people think about it as a fun and happy. Me, I'm just like, nobody get hurt.
Yeah, show. And, we've had to experience some pretty traumatic injuries in this town, not just in football, but other sports. And you're right. It started to be that way for me. I think after JJ's first set of injuries, back 2015, 2016, and definitely, absolutely 100% the training camp after Deshaun was coming off an ACL, like literally every play at training camp, you're like, get up, the same way you are at the games too. It's really, I still have fun watching football, but it's definitely affected the fun I have watching football, like hoping for my guys to get up. But it's, they're going to need to do some actual real hitting at some point in this camp, because they're not going to be looking at anybody with different colored jerseys until September 10th. So at some point I would assume they're going to need to do some stuff that's going to resemble real football. But it's absolutely, this is one of a handful of Christmas mornings on the calendar is tomorrow, the first day of practice. I'm really excited to be there. I'm going to miss having a lot of my friends there. The friends I do have there are awesome people, but it's going to feel very, very strange having only 10 of us there.
Sean, what, as you said, tomorrow, first day in pads of what Bill O'Brien calls real football. You're behind the walls, one of 10 people that can be back there. Man, you got it. You're our eyes and ears, man. When you, one of the biggest things, right, is the Bill O'Brien, Tim Kelly dynamic. I mean, you and I stood next to each other last year in the bubble and watched Bill O'Brien take the play sheet out of Tim Kelly's hand and take over the huddle when they were in 11-on-11 drills. I mean, that has got to be one thing that you are looking at with a hawk's eye, man, to see how exactly Bill O'Brien handles the play calling duties day one.
Yeah, like how much he's delegated, for sure, Clint. Like I think back to some of the early training camps I covered during the Kubiak era, and Rick Smith was the general manager, and it was always fun to me to see where guys would stand, like people in positions of authority, like how hands-on were they? How much would they stand back? Rick Smith always used to stand in the very same spot way at the back of the end of the field and just sort of watch, like bird's eye view, on the ground, but like just watch from a distance the whole time. Kubiak would do some of that, but he would get his hands dirty at times too. Now with the Texans, the general manager and the coach are the same guy. So I'm anxious to kind of see what the new Bill O'Brien I guess, assignment set, we'll call it. Like, he's handed over these play-calling duties. He's got a brand-new defensive coordinator. Is O'Brien a guy who sort of stands back and kind of watches and lets his two coordinators do their thing, especially Tim Kelly? Is he a guy that's going to, you know, is he a head coach now that's going to roam around to different position groups? He's tended to do that at times as well. Does he spend more time with the defense now than he used to because his offensive duties are really more big-picture head coach stuff? Yeah, Clint, absolutely. That's one of the things that I'll be watching real close and reporting back to you guys is just, you know, what's the MO of the team? Like, what's the, and I'm anxious to, and I think I want to ask O'Brien this tomorrow on his press media Zoom call at 8:45 is how hard is it without a preseason to get the sideline operation down? Like, do we know yet, are Tim Kelly and Anthony Weaver going to be sideline coordinator types? Or are they going to be up in the booth coordinator types? And without a real game to get your feet wet, you know, how do the mechanics of that go, of getting plays in and things like that? How do you simulate that in a training camp environment, excuse me, versus a preseason game? So, yeah, the mechanics of how the coaching staff and how specifically the head coach is going to work should be pretty fascinating.
Sean Pendergast with us. He's Inside the Bubble live at NRG. And I think when you think of training camp, Clint and Sean, the thing that comes to mind is, all right, competition. Like, what positions of competitions? And really, there's not a ton. What I do want to see, and I'm interested in seeing, is how they use Lonnie Johnson. Where will Lonnie Johnson be lining up? Where, in terms of him and Vernon Hargraves, are they going to be third corners? Like, that right there is interesting to me because I feel like a lot of people don't have a ton of confidence in Eric Murray. And I know we've talked about it on this show that maybe Lonnie Johnson could be there, a potential person playing at the safety position behind Eric Murray. But Lonnie Johnson should be really intriguing to see how they use him coming up.
Yeah, he was a second-round pick who's got all kinds of traits, right, physical traits. That he was drafted on that. He wasn't drafted really on his pedigree and his productivity. He was drafted more because he's 6'2", and he's got long arms, and he's fast, and he knocked it out of the park at the combine and things like that. So I'm anxious to see that. It's actually the other name you brought up, show, that I thought of immediately when you started in on your question, which is Eric Murray, who was really given starters money to come in here. He's listed as a safety, but we know that he played some slot corner in Cleveland. I'm curious how many other teams were offering Eric Murray $6 million a year. I'll be honest, I know very little about him, and he's hard to find information out about because people in Cleveland didn't know that much about him, and he was on the damn team. I know he played some time in Kansas City too, so you probably know more about him than I do, Show.
Yeah, he was awful.
That's what I'm anxious to see. Like, what did they see in Eric Murray that justified giving him the contract that they did? It's not really a position battle per se, because I feel like he's going to be the starting safety. But I just want to see what's the hype, I guess, is not the best word to use here, because I don't feel like he's coming in with a lot of hype. I feel like he's coming in with a lot of question marks. So, you know, what's he all about? You know, as far as the other position battles, you're right. A lot of them are going on below the surface. I think we know who, you know, like the quote-unquote 22 would be if you were putting out a depth chart today, or at least close to it. But there are definitely some backup battles that are going to be interesting. I want to know who is the next in line if something happens to Duke Johnson or David Johnson. Like, the running backs on this roster, not named those two guys, have combined for like four carries in the NFL. You know, is it somebody who's on another roster right now? Because that's kind of important when you take into account pass pro and things like that that go with being a running back on this team. So that, and I think maybe some of the battles in the backup spots along the offensive line too. But Eric Murray is the big one for me. That's the one that I circle and go, okay, I got to find out what this guy's all about.
Sean, we've got Bill O'Brien tomorrow morning at 8:00 right here on Sports Radio 610, Houston Sports Leader. You're behind the walls. The guys are there. They got a special setup literally in between the field. I mean, what those guys will be able to bring to our station and bring with Bill O'Brien tomorrow at 8:00 is big time. You've seen their setup, man. How nice is that right there in the middle of camp?
It's really cool. I'll be anxious to see like how they execute, you know, the multiple fields and things like that tomorrow. The main thing that's really changed are the vantage points for us as media. They've got the media kind of off in one area, and they've got the Texans radio guys, John and Mark, this big tent on top of a huge platform that they built that feels like something, honestly, when I look at it, I'm like, man, this feels like long overdue. Like, they should have put these guys up here a while ago. I know Johnny Harris is going to love it because he's going to be able to see everything. There's nothing worse than seeing Johnny Harris suffer through doing radio at ground level underneath a tent with like several dozen people standing between him and the field. He looks like he's breaking out. He looks like he's going to have a conniption fit or something. This will be good. This will be good for John Harris's mental health, if nothing else. Being up on a platform above everything, being able to see without a lot of people bothering him.
Sean Pendergast, our eyes, boots on the ground, access that no one else can get. He is inside the bubble live in NRG. We'll have him each and every day at 5:15. Thanks for the insight, Sean.
Yeah, looking forward to bringing actual practice insight to you guys tomorrow. Tomorrow we can really start digging in on, hey, this happened at practice today, as opposed to speculating.
I'm so excited!
I am very excited. As opposed to speculating as to what might happen, it's going to be awesome to be able to talk about things that actually did happen with you guys. So really looking forward to it. You guys are doing an awesome job. Good luck with J.J. Watt tomorrow as well. I know you guys will knock that one out of the park.
Appreciate it. That's Sean Pendergast, one half of Payne and Pendergast live at NRG.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.